Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Some elections took place yesterday across this great nation. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected after fending off Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. In Ohio, the state has passed a ballot measure putting abortion rights into its constitution. Ohio voters also voted in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. To the war in the Middle East, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause.
But he rejects calls for a ceasefire. Netanyahu has had several conversations with President Biden. The Israeli-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. I'm Dave Collins.
The suspect in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has been given a trial date for next year. Dwayne Davis has been given the details yesterday in the Las Vegas, Nevada courtroom. He'll face the trial in June of next year for the 1996 Las Vegas drive-by shooting of Tupac. Davis has pleaded not guilty. Some Disney theme parks around the world, guests find their wait for popular rides, which can exceed 90 minutes, too long when nature calls.
Reports and videos on several social media sites, which have been corroborated by a book by ex-Disney custodians, claim that some guests resort to defecating while waiting in line. The book, Cleaning the Kingdom, Insider Tales of Keeping Walt's Dream Spotless, reveals that it's not only children, but also adults who engage in this behavior. Allegedly, it occurs so frequently that Disney Resorts has a protocol in place allowing a guest to ask a cast member to hold their spot in line while they go use the restroom. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
California's Legislative Jewish Caucus is calling for action by the University of California and the Cal State University systems after anti-Semitic incidents on those campuses. All members of the caucus signed the letter asking that UC President Michael Drake and CSU Chancellor Mildred Garcia act to stop the anti-Semitic incidents happening at California's higher education locations. The lawmakers say they support open dialogue and the free exchange of ideas, but draw the line at physical assaults, vandalism, and calls for violence and genocide against Jews. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind presidential candidate Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advising caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. I'm John Schaefer.
The television show Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. Perry passed away at 54 years of age in his Los Angeles residence on October 28. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, ready or not, here we come. It's Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dick Morris is going to be joining us in just a few seconds to talk about his new book, Corrupt, The Inside Story of Biden's Dark Money. The New York Times best-selling author, winning presidential strategist, and the Mantime magazine dubbed the most influential private citizen in America. He lays out breaking new allegations of the depth and breadth of the corruption of the Biden family and the Biden brand. This is news you're not going to get from the mainstream media. You know that, right? So get ready. From China to Ukraine, Moscow to Iraq, Kazakhstan to Costa Rica, Florida to Romania and more, the Biden family brand has been enriching itself by trading off the public offices and power accumulated by its mastermind, Joe Biden. Dick Morris, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
No, great to be here. Good. Thank you.
Well, I almost have to laugh a little bit when you consider Joe Biden as a mastermind, right?
Yeah, well, you remember Benito Chingiganti, the guy who was the mob guy who lived in McGrenn's Village in New York and would walk around the streets in his bathrobe because he needed to convince people he was insane so he couldn't be tried. I think that Biden puts on an act a little bit of being totally out of it and completely beyond reason. He is an absolute mastermind at setting up this network of corruption. It's very complicated and involves different deals in each country. And really, he's just been incredible at being able to swell his net worth from very low amounts. When he was in the Senate, his net worth was only $21,000 after 36 years of service in the Senate. And then when he became vice president, he went up a little bit. He was worth $1 million. Then when he entered the presidency, after 3-4 years out of office as vice president, he was up to $10 or $11 million of net worth. His senility, his sort of, you know, being just totally incompetent, is really to a certain extent an act. Biden has set up this very complicated network of family all over the world where he sends his brothers and sisters out to invest in projects. And they all have in common they're trading off his family name. And they're very effective at getting money channeled to him. Mm-hmm. And to follow the tentacles of this organization is very hard to do, but the Comey Committee is really working on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Devin Archer, in his interview, explained, Dick, as you'll recall, that this was like shooting, you know, fish in a barrel. That the setup, he couldn't believe that he walked into this setup. He thought, whoa, wait a minute. We've got the Vice President of the United States, We've got, people who are dying to gain access to the vice president, and he's saying he's available and all he needs is money. That's quite, quite telling. So, Joe Biden, as you said, connected a network. Devin Archer is part of it. Bob Alinsky is another element, in it. There's probably others that we don't know that that have equally participated in setting up this program. Because, the thing we have heard about Joe Biden time and again, he tells everybody he graduated top of his class. I think he had the chart upside down because he graduated more at the bottom of his class, right? And so he's never seemed to be an intellectual on the surface.
Well, he's not. He's just a very canny mob boss. And bear in mind, many of these financial schemes were inaugurated about 7 or 8 years ago, when he was considerably more lucid than he is now. And they're really a testament to the view of a mob boss. Mm-hmm. For example, he put his son Hunter on the board of Burisma, a corrupt energy company in Ukraine. And then when the prosecutor was trying to throw his son off the board and indict the son and maybe him, he got the prosecutor fired by saying they would lose $1 billion of U.S. aid if they didn't do that. And he forced that to happen. In China, he got Hunter appointed director, broker really, for the Bank of China in its investments throughout China and throughout the world. And they made millions of dollars as brokers. In Romania, he hooked himself up with an oligarch and was active in really preventing him from getting sanctioned in the United States, mm-hmm. even though he had a little side business of making drones that were used by the Russians to fight the Ukrainians. And all of the other people in those kinds of industries were sanctioned, but this was not. The other element in my book that's important, though, is not as much what Biden did for China, but what China is doing for Biden. Mm-hmm. Because this is a quid pro quo.
Yes.
You can look at 8 or 9 different areas of American policy and see pro-China policies emerging from Biden. For example, China's working now on dethroning the dollar as the major dominant global currency, and which would be disastrous for the United States. And Biden is doing nothing to stop that. China passed a law saying that if a U.S. company comes to China, they have to surrender all their intellectual property and all mm-hmm. their patents and
right.
trade secrets. And Trump would probably have sanctioned that and would have
yes.
fined the companies, and Biden's doing nothing. After COVID, China escaped their blame completely. There's never been an investigation of how COVID started or the Chinese role in it. In fact, we had an office in the U.S. that Trump set up in the FBI to investigate Chinese exchange students for espionage. And Biden disbanded it in the first year in office, saying that it was racial profiling. So we essentially had a president who was pro-Chinese and kind of the Manchurian candidate way.
Yeah. Dick, in your book, Corrupt, I mean, you present this evidence, and this is evidence that has been out there, but yet, of course, you expect the Democrats to run interference and not admit and avoid as much as possible even talking about it. But whenever they do talk about it, Hakeem Jeffries and others say, well, where's the proof?
We're unraveling it. Comer has subpoena power. And he's so far uncovered a check for $200,000, another check for $40,000. And pretty much every week he comes out with a new one. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're only now subpoenaing Joe Biden's bank records. They're in the process of going through Hunter's. And we're going to get a steady stream of indications of money that was given to the Bidens.
Exactly.
To the family.
Well, Dick, given to him. Yeah, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We've got more from Dick Morris in his new book, Corrupt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Quinnipiac University poll conducted in September found that 35% of Americans thought Biden was involved and did something illegal in Hunter Biden's business dealings with Ukraine and China. And those numbers just continue to increase as more and more evidence becomes available. Dick Morris is doing something the mainstream media should be doing, and that is reporting on the Biden brand in a true journalistic manner. And Dick, I've got to say congratulations on Corrupt, the inside story of Biden's dark money, because you have taken on the mantle of what professional journalists, protected by our First Amendment rights, should be doing.
Yeah, they should, but they're not, because anything that touches on Biden or could possibly help Trump get back in the White House is anathema to the journalistic establishment. They just won't do it. And the more trouble Biden gets in, the more staunch his defenders are.
But exactly.
We're turning the corner on that. I think that Biden is absolutely in free fall at the moment, and I think Trump is gaining a strong ascendancy. About six or seven weeks ago, there was a sense that Trump would win the nomination but might not win the election. But now we have two polls in a row, one by the New York Times and one by Harper Harris, that say that of the five or seven, in the other case, swing states, Trump is going to win all but one of them. And they're by decent margins. I think he's 4 points ahead in Pennsylvania, 3 or 4 ahead in Michigan, 5 ahead. I think he's 10 ahead in Nevada. And I think that that is just changing. I think we're moving to a point where people see Biden as unlikely to get reelected. I think the issue is going to be how the Democrats deal with that and whether they stay with Biden or can come up with another candidate.
Exactly. Well, you see Gavin Newsom meeting with President Xi. He's almost like trying to position himself in the shadows, but saying, hey, put me in, coach.
I love that he began his political campaign for President of the United States by visiting China and meeting with President Xi. President Xi, it's like that's replaced meeting with the governor of a major state. He's meeting with our worst enemy, and
yes, exactly.
Doing so not in a confrontational way, but basically looking for exposure and looking for support. So he's planning to follow in Biden's footsteps, both in the political sense and in the bribery process.
Well, it's been written, by Peter Schweitzer and others, and I think you mentioned the same thing, and that is the elite capturing of our elected officials. And Gavin Newsom is not stupid in that sense. I mean, he sees that Biden has been captured. He's generated a lot of revenue yet to be fully determined. I think it's, as some have suggested, I said early on, there's no way that Biden would put his career on the line for, $20 million. I think the numbers before it's over is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that are involved here. That's just my humble opinion, Dick.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I think that it's important to realize that fundamentally three countries have made it out of poverty since World War II, broadly speaking, by different ways. Germany used American aid in the Marshall Plan. Japan used its own technology, the miniaturized computers. China has used bribery. And stealing intellectual property, paying off American presidents, including my old boss, Bill Clinton. That's how they got into the World Trade Organization, by giving Clinton campaign contributions for his campaign in 1996. And I think that they have mastered bribery to an art form and used it as a basis, a springboard for their entire economy.
Well, they know the nature of man. I mean, the nature of man is that we're greedy. And here, sadly, America, with all its success and money, these elite elected officials that we've empowered are taking full advantage, abandoning the Constitution and serving themselves and not we the people, Dick. I mean, this is really a sad commentary. And, I agree with you, and you wrote about it in The Return, your previous book, is that I don't know anybody other than Donald Trump who could possibly begin to turn the tables upside down and get this country back on track and return us back to our first principles based on our U.S. Constitution. Do you?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that Trump has been through it. He knows where the bodies are buried, and he has an incentive to turn it around. The establishment that is dumping on him, indicting him, bringing him to trial for bogus, ridiculous charges, just tried the civil trial in New York, for example, this, that he defrauded banks out of hundreds of millions of dollars of interest, but the banks don't think so, and the banks haven't sued.
Right, exactly.
So there's a slight hole in their case. They don't have a victim. And these kinds of tactics, I think, are making Trump fully understand the nature of the opposition. And I think that he's redoubling his determination to beat those guys and to bring us back.
Well, and thank God the people are getting it, Dick, because look what's going on here. I mean, he's running away with this nomination. You know, debates continue, and the party has got going. So what? You know, Trump is our guy. You know, there isn't the gravitas and the confidence that the American people have that any other leader options could right the ship here.
Well, nobody's been there. Nobody's actually done it. That Trump has. This is a candidate, the president, who in effect is, I mean, he's nominally running for re-election, but in fact he's done everything that he's planned, said he's planning to do. He said
exactly.
He's been down inflation under him. There was no inflation. He said that he would reduce unemployment and promote job growth. Under him, there was great job growth and no unemployment. The border was completely sealed under him, and now it's porous, and God knows who's coming in. And I think the fact that he's done it gives him a credibility that I think the other candidates really do not have.
Well, I'll tell you, Dick, I have the confidence. You know, he says that he could settle Ukraine-Russia in 24 hours. I know that sounds like a lot of bravado, but I have the confidence that he could do that, just as much as he could probably settle things pretty quickly in the Middle East. Because, as you said, look at what he's done. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what he's done. He had a lot of success on behalf of not only America, but the world in, you know, bringing some order to it. He had China, was cordoned off in a way. We were getting $400 billion in sanctions, evening out the commerce playing field, so it was fair for American industry as well, which Biden got away with. You know, I mean, he evaporated that right away.
On the verge of settling the Middle East.
Exactly.
Iran was on the ropes. Iran's total foreign reserves when Trump took office had dropped to $6 billion below Haiti's. And now they're back up to $70 billion because Biden let them export oil.
Exactly.
They now export 3.1 million barrels a day, and that gives a steady stream of revenue, which is being spent now with Hamas. And by the way, the other country that's doing that is Qatar, Q-A-T-E-A-R, and in the Persian Gulf, which is turning out to be just as important as Iran in funding Hamas. And Hunter and Qatar is allegedly an American ally.
Yeah. Well, they're a double agent. I mean, we know that. That's obvious. Dick, we've got about a minute left here, and I want to give you an opportunity to summarize, corrupt, what people can expect to get from this inside story of Biden's dark money. Go ahead.
The thing it does is it unravels the international tentacles of the Biden crime family and explains how Biden made the money, and then it explains how China is reaping the benefits from giving him that money in terms of trade, stealing our jobs, bypassing environmental constraints so that they can continue to pollute and emit carbon, where the other countries are bound by treaty to cut it, to undermine the dollar as the global currency, bring 300,000 exchange students into the U.S. each year with a real potential for spying that's encouraged by the Chinese government and orchestrated by it. This is all on Biden's watch, and not the any intervention by Biden in many cases.
How do you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs.
They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause in the fighting with Hamas, but he is rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Ohio voters yesterday overwhelmingly approved a ballot referendum that adds a new right to reproductive freedom, including unlimited abortion, to the state constitution. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. An appeals court sided with a woman's ex-boyfriend, asserting that gun bans infringe on the Second Amendment. The White House downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says take those polls with a grain of salt. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. A little side note here. You know, ever since Joe Biden took office, this is what they're saying. Inflation, 492% worse. Gas, $1.52 more, more expensive. I mean, this is the reality of the world in which we live in. And, you know, the pain that all Americans are suffering. I mean, this is a universal issue that's happening across the board. I know some are doing better than others, but by and large, I mean, look at credit card debt. Look what's happening. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got former Senator John Brogan going to be joining us to talk about SAFE and their amicus brief that was co-signed by this former U.S. senator. He's a spokesman for the organization, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. Senator, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, good to be with you, Bill, and with your audience.
Well, let's talk about Saving America's Family Enterprise. Tell our audience about this nonpartisan organization and what it's all about. And, you know, and in terms of, you know, this amicus brief that you had to file.
Well, thank you, Bill. Our organization is Saving America Family Enterprises, and it's basically to educate the general public and also the members of Congress, that the proposal by the president to enact a minimum of 25% income tax on people who haven't even earned the money yet, is unconstitutional. We have taken it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and on December the 5th, there will be a hearing before the Supreme Court. I will be there, and the argument is fairly simple, that you cannot tax income before a person gets the income.
Exactly.
For example, you think about a family farm. I mean, under this proposal, they'd have to pay a new tax every year on somebody's estimate of how much the family farm has increased in value, even if they haven't sold it. So it makes no sense. We think it's unconstitutional.
Well, it's already tough enough as it is, John, you know, where we are with, you know, the taxes and $33 trillion in debt. I mean, you know, one of the big problems and challenges we had when our country first got underway was, you know, taxation without representation. I mean, you've got future generations that are going to absorb this. They're not even born yet, John, and they're already being liable, you know, for this indebtedness that we've created, right?
Well, you're correct. And, I mean, our organization believes that everybody should pay their fair share.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of money that is on the books already, over almost $700 billion annually of taxes that aren't paid that are already on the book. So before we go around creating a new tax, which we think is unconstitutional, let's just make sure we collect the taxes that are already on the book.
Do we need 85,000? Yeah, do we need 85,000 new IRS agents to make that happen?
Well, I think the IRS has a challenge on enforcing the tax laws. I mean, I'm not getting into how much money they need to do that, but we're saying that you don't need a new tax, certainly, and which we think is unconstitutional, as I said.
Right.
Called it a guest tax. You know, you guess what somebody's property is worth even before they sell it, and we tax you on somebody's guess of what you could sell it for.
What, Senator, why can't they just make it simple? I mean, you know, everything is so complicated. We have to have, you know, agents. We need to have assistants, tax preparers to help file our taxes. When, you know, they'd probably be more successful in collecting funds, and you're talking about your fair share. Everybody has a different idea of what the fair share is, but I think if we could come to some sort of agreement instead of just continuing to talk about your fair share and just say, look, here it is. I've always been kind of a flat tax sort of guy anyway, so to me that kind of makes it, you know, fair across the board. If there needs to be some sort of minor exceptions, that's fine. But we don't need to get into a situation where we've got tax attorneys and the people who are very, very wealthy who can, you know, armor up and, you know, beat up the IRS and just make it simple. What's wrong with that?
Well, nobody should pay more than they owe, and everybody should pay the least amount of what they owe to the government to run the government.
Right.
Nobody should pay a nickel more than what they owe. And what we're saying is this proposal from the administration and from some members of Congress goes in the opposite direction by creating a new tax on unrealized gains. In other words, taxing people on income they have not yet received. I mean, this is what this case is all about. They have a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that basically said this couple had to pay tax on income they never received on a company that they invested in overseas. But they never got a nickel from it. And so they're saying, well, you could have gotten a nickel, and we're going to tax you on it. It makes no sense whatsoever, and we think it's unconstitutional, and hopefully the Supreme Court will make that decision and end it once and for all.
Yeah, you know, Senator, it just seems like, you know, it's pretty academic, you know, the way you're laying it out. You know, this isn't, you know, that complicated. I mean,
well, it should be. I mean, what they're doing is making it complicated. Can you imagine just the example of a family farm? We don't know what it's worth until it's actually sold. You can estimate, but, you know, you have an estimate of what it's worth. But until you sell it, you don't have a nickel of income. And
right.
This is an income tax, and you can't tax income before someone gets the income.
Right. Yeah, it seems to reason, but, you know, we kind of opened up that program, you know, recently with, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump and some assessments of property and things like that. Do you see that kind of adding to the complication as well and contributing to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible to enforce this new concept, in my opinion, because you're saying, well, you could have sold this painting or this picture or this farm or your property, and we think that if you sell it, you're going to get X amount of money. And so we're going to tax you on what we guess you're going to receive in the future before you get it. And if you talk about a complicated system now, you add this added feature to the tax code about a guest tax, it makes it even more unenforceable and totally unnecessarily complicated.
So what happens in the case, Senator, if I'm not interested in selling it? I just want to hold on to it, say a painting, and, you know, and it may have some assessed value. But I'm not putting it on the market to sell. That still comes into play because they guess that maybe in the next year you might sell it and it might get this price, and so we're going to give you this real tax bill, right?
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I mean, what they're saying is you'd have to pay a new tax every year based on some kind of an estimate of what it would be able to be sold for. It's a guess tax. It's an estimate. But every year you'd come in and have an assessment on your personal property saying what they think, someone else thinks you could sell it for, even if you haven't sold it. I mean, mm-hmm. the guest tax, and it'd be so unconstitutional and complicated that you don't think it'll ever come into play. But that's what our organization is, trying to make clear to members of Congress and to the general public and to the mm-hmm. Supreme Court that this has to be declared unconstitutional right out front.
Where are you at in terms of, being able to, get on top of this? Are you confident? Because the way you're explaining it here, you've made it quite simple and kind of a no-brainer to such a degree. Maybe some of us, our initial reactions, why did this even, come into play here? Because this just does not, it's not fair. And it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it makes fair if your job is to, go and tax people and find money, maybe it's fair. But for the people who are earning it, not so much so, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we again, back to our basic principle, we think people should pay their fair share. And mm-hmm. if the government figures they legitimately need more revenues, I mean, there's a simple way to do it with the rate structure. I mean, but an increase in the rate structure means you're taxing actual income and mm-hmm. people would receive. And if you need more money, that's what Congress has always moved in that direction. But here's a whole totally new concept of taxing income even before you receive it. And we said that doesn't work. And mm-hmm. they said, well, it would only affect a few people. But remember, the income tax, when it first started, only affected about 1% of the people in the country.
Exactly.
Now it's probably around 60%. So any type mm-hmm. of a tax that starts small generally ends up very low.
Oh, it always does. That's for sure. That's part of the tradition. We've got more from the former senator. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Senator John Breaux continues with us from Louisiana. He's a Democrat, and we were just talking about the parties coming together and where we are. And John, so I was going to tell you that this is a little bit like when somebody's drowning. And I grew up on the West Coast, and I was in the water a lot, and there on the beaches, and I observed lifeguards when somebody was drowning. I noticed the lifeguards were very casual about getting in the water. They took their time. And so one time I asked him, I said, how come you're not hustling there? Why do you wait? He said, you don't understand. You got to let these people fight their, fight it out. And, they just get to the end of themselves, and then it's easier. They're, easier to bring to water and save them. Otherwise, if I go out there, they've got too much fight in them, then we both drown. And I think that maybe there's some application here when you consider where the country is right now. There's a lot of fight in both sides or, with all different aspects of our government right now. And I keep thinking, okay, maybe they're just going to get arm weary, they've rope-a-dope themselves enough to where they get tired enough where they say, hey, look at, let's, can we talk? kind of like when you were serving our country and you really had a spirit of bipartisanship. Yes, you had the moments where, things seemed to be, seemingly impossible. But at the end of the day, you were able to come together and appreciate compromise. Nobody got 100%, but people were well served in the long run here. But it seems that what's happened in the recent era, we've gotten, we've lost sight of the spirit of America and being united.
Well, the lifeguards today, using your analogy, Bill, is really the voters. Mm-hmm. Every single member of the House of Representatives got there because they were elected to go to Congress by their constituents. And the same is true for the U.S. Senate, except for narrow circumstances where there's a temporary appointment. But they've all been elected. So the lifeguard in a dysfunctional situation in Congress really has to be the American people who get so fed up with the log jams and inability to solve problems, they send different people to the Congress who are committed to making government work. So there's an answer to these problems, and it has to be an enlightened public who wants to have people in Washington that can work together and make the government work for everybody.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that government has to be held accountable.
when we have situations, Senator, and I think you would agree with this, when things are being manipulated in a way to where you see, I mean, to me, I look at the way sometimes the budget is spent, and it's more in the interest of buying votes than it is solving problems. I mean, you know, a classic case would be, you know, not the full draining, but a 50% impact on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was supposed to be for emergency reasons only. Well, the president authorized tapping into it going into a midterm election. I mean, where's the foul? Where's the penalty flag, you know, on this? To say, wait a minute,
so many pieces of legislation actually by members are targeted not just to the ultimate end good, but also to how they're going to use that vote or that program to get reelected. I mean,
right.
That's one of the challenges of a democracy. Right? Every vote you take is subject to affecting your election and reelection. And some people, unfortunately, are more committed to getting reelected than they are doing something that's right.
That's what they're told, aren't they? Yeah, I've been told by congressmen, you know, when they go in for orientation, that's one of the first things that they're told is, you know, your most important job is getting reelected. You know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was here to serve my constituents. No, well, get reelected.
That's why when they get elected in November, they start raising money for the next election in December. It's a continuous cycle, particularly in the House, which has to run every 24 months. And so too many people are too focused on the next election and not on the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say I made you king. You know, you're going to be king. How do you straighten this thing out and get this country back on track?
Oh, boy, that's a great challenge. I wouldn't want to be king. They tried to make George
Washington. Yeah, George Washington didn't want to be king either for all the right reasons.
They wanted to make George Washington king, and he said, no, thank you. I believe in a democracy and in a government, so being king is something that I think doesn't work very well. I mean, you've seen dictators around the world that have not done very well, and they shouldn't. But I think the best thing we can do is to have elected officials that recognize that in a democracy, nobody gets everything they want, and it's just a balance of interests. And like I said, take the best ideas from both parties, try to blend them together, and come up with a solution to make government work better for everybody.
Well, that really puts the onus, and like you said, you wouldn't want to be king. I don't blame you. I don't think that's really the best way to go. Although that kind of idea of a king has lingered, you know, even back to the early days, because, you know, the early patriots at the time, they were a bit divided, you know, because having a king was what they were used to, right? And, you know, to come up with this whole new concept and this idea that had never been, nobody ever tried it before. It seemed to make sense, you know, and you could argue the case for it, but it wasn't with this sense of, you know, high level of confidence. There was some trepidation as we entered into this great American experiment, right?
Well, that's how we became a country, getting rid of King George in England, telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, unilaterally by himself. And we had no voice and no ability to make any changes to what he said. And so now we have that ability. Now, if we don't like what your congressman or senator is doing, vote him out of office, because that's what democracy is all about.
Well, you could, you know, one of the things that might encourage you to do that, and I say this to our audience, Senator, that read the Declaration of Independence, you know, and you compare the Declaration of Independence, what our founding fathers and what the early patriots of this great American idea had to say about the king, and you see the application that it has today, and maybe that will, you know, get you off your bottoms and get involved here, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which really implies, if not specifically commands, that you get involved, right? This is an activated type form of government. This is not a laissez-faire type of government.
Well, I used to say that. I mean, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved. Just don't sit back and complain. Go out and support a candidate that you do agree with, that you feel can make government work better instead of just create stalemates. And I always remind people, look, all these people in Washington got here because a majority of the people voted to send them there.
Exactly.
Just didn't run a siege on Washington. They were elected and sent to Washington by a majority of the people in the area they represent. So if you don't like whoever's there now, get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Get active.
Exactly. And get out there and vote. You know, I almost say that if you're not voting, you're not registering to vote, you're not voting, then quit complaining. You know, you got
exactly
it, right?
I mean, you lose your right to complain if you don't participate.
Right, exactly. Well, Senator, I mean, you served this great country, and, you know, and thank you for how you served, you know, from 1987 to 2005, a life dedicated to service to our country. And, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left. You know, tell us some stories. I mean, some of the highlights of, you know, what it's like to, you know, to be a senator, you know, because many of us will never, you know, be blessed and have that opportunity. And what a privilege to serve the people and not only serve. I mean, you mentioned some people that you work closely with. You get a chance to meet some really neat people along the way, too, right?
Yeah, actually, I got to Congress in 1972 when I was only 28 years of old. Age and
that's right. I'm sorry. That was.
I'm just an old guy. I started a long time ago when I was very young. But
right.
Some of the greatest memories are really the informal things that you do. Not so much voting on the Senate floor or the House floor, but really the meetings that you had up in the White House with people that you enjoyed working with. I enjoyed working with Bill Clinton. He was a personal friend. I thought Ronald Reagan was a tremendous communicator, a great joke teller in private. George Bush, 41 and 43, he used to play tennis with 41 a lot. He was a very respected, honest, decent person who, you know, I got something hanging on my wall right now wishing me happy birthday in a very formal letter, and he wrote on the bottom, "Happy birthday, you old goat." It shows you the kind of person he was and the type of friendship that we had.
That's right. When I mentioned the dates, 1987, 2000, that was when you were in the Senate, but you were in Congress before then, from 72 to 87, and decided you would move on up into the Senate and serve the people of Louisiana as a senator. So a great time. So again, you know, some great people in, you know, opportunities. You know, if you had to tell people about, you know, a highlight, what would you say in terms of maybe the top two or three highlights of your career?
Oh, we had a lot of things that add up. I did a lot of legislation on wetlands and environment. Active in health care, Bill. I was one of the authors of Medicare Part D, which provides prescription drugs for seniors.
Right.
Which I thought was a very important accomplishment that now.
Yeah. I'll say thank you very much for Part D. I appreciate that. I'm using
it. Well, people thought it wasn't going to work very well, but seniors were smarter than a lot of members of Congress gave them credit for and used the program very well and helps people stay out of hospitals and allows them to live longer and happier lives. So those are some of the highlights.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for your service to our country, and remind everybody regarding, this amicus brief that you have presented, where they might go for more information.
Well, we have a website, and they can just go to the Safe Coalition website and SAFE. And look it up and contact us to get additional information. December the 5th, Supreme Court's going to hear the case. And hopefully by the spring of next year, we'll have a final decision declaring this proposal concept unconstitutional, as it should be.
Amen. I'm with you on that. Former Senator John Breaux has been
with
us. Thank you, John.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.